This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load, hour number two. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. With each passing day, I'm getting more and more angry at what they're passing off as legislative action as we continue to play the cancel game, the politically correct game, the insurrection game, the socialism game, the BLM game, all the games they're running on us right now. So I'm watching right now as watching right now as the political stage is being taken by somebody else. A new player has come into play. And he is going to prove to be a dominant player. You can feel the cold terror of the Democrats as Ron DeSantis strides across the American political stage, laying waste to the puny mortals nipping at his ankles. President asterisk among them. That doddering old pervert may have thought he was cunning when asked by a reporter about the Lord Humongous of Florida by asking back Governor Who, but the question became whether or not that mush junkie Matlock superfan was trying to high-hat the competition, or whether he really had no idea who the reporter was talking about when DeSantis reposted, "I'm not surprised that Biden doesn't remember me. The question is, what else has he forgotten?" Way to turn your disgambit into a massive self-own, crusty. So now the media is going to pull out all the stops to kneecap DeSantis before he becomes unstoppable through his combination of competence and not caring. The not caring part is huge. So suddenly, according to the regime-licensed media, Florida has become a smoldering wasteland of hacking-dying victims of Governor Grim Reaper. Except DeSantis has been out there pushing the vaccine for people who want it. And the whole DeSantis is anti-vax kind of contradicts the prior narrative about how DeSantis was colluding with the big donors to monopolize the vax to line their pockets. So pro tip, little Goebbels gang, you should try to at least keep your lies consistent. Because everybody's not as dumb as your Democratic constituents. So why is DeSantis invulnerable to their slings and arrows? The not caring is a big part. At some level, Trump still wants to be accepted by the elite. This is why he baffles us by still giving interviews to the shabby likes of Maggie Haberman and Bob Woodward, even though they treat him like a Boy Scout trying to earn a Lincoln Project merit badge. Not DeSantis. He doesn't care. He's not about mean tweets. He's about ripping out their throats and by accomplishing things that make them cry. He's the future, and the future will hurt the left. He's what's coming. So brace yourself for the thinkless think pieces on how DeSantis is worse than Trump. And improbably, they're going to be right. DeSantis watched Trump. He internalized the lessons of Donald Trump. Mean tweets were great 6 years ago when the president came down the escalator. But as Alinsky pointed out, anything that goes on too long becomes a drag. DeSantis understands the base wants results. DeSantis understands the promises kept are the best promises and conservative wokeness. It's not enough to talk. The politicians now have to do. And Trump's biggest success came when he was keeping promises. In fact, he kept more than anyone had any right to expect. That's what made him great. And we need to know that our standard bearer knows what time it is. And that means he gets instinctively that this is a freedom versus serfdom scenario, in which our enemies want us disenfranchised, disarmed, and sometimes dead. Now, DeSantis has this honey badger DNA. He's a relentless killdozer of conservative activism. And all the leftist tears just beat up and run off of him. He's not only the conservative terminator. Some get it instinctively. Rick Grenell comes to mind. So does former National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien. For others, DeSantis' America First gravity is pulling them along. The Greg Abbotts of the world might not be so aggressive, but for the Florida example, yet they understand that there are only two kinds of Republicans now. Our kind and the kind who are doomed to the cruise ship circuit. So pick a side. Us or ahoy. Those are the losers, the ones who have fallen out in the great road march to victory. Asterisk administration approved sellout ASA, exclamation point Hutchinson, has fully committed to earning through slobbering obedience a seat on the Walmart board. When he's not following the official narrative that boys pretending to be girls are girls, he's decrying how his legislature won't let him pass his master's by decreeing that all of Arkansas participate in the pandemic performance art of mandatory masking. ASA will certainly earn his biscuit and cash in. Look for him on MSNBC and trying to explain how the true conservatives, trademark pending, are utterly scandalized by those uncouth barbarians like DeSantis with their masculinity and refusal to conform. They will sob, "This is not who we are." Then there's Kristi Noem, who hilariously thinks she's still a player after her own transsexual fiasco in which whatever morons are advising her decided the best way to address the issue was to tell the people protesting her total backtracking on her promise to protect girl sports that they were just too stupid to understand how her betrayal was actually total support somehow. She's more tone-deaf than the guys from Nickelback. She supposedly just attended a fundraiser with John Boehner, if you can believe it. I guess Paul Ryan was busy. And she's taking down other clueless Republicans. Jane Timken just detonated her Ohio Senate campaign by accepting South Dakota Jeb's endorsement. So please clap as Kristi continues to mosey on, thinking that she's got a shot, and taking shots at DeSantis for disobeying the Chamber of Commerce. It won't help. She's done. When it got tough, she folded to the establishment. She disqualified. No appeals, no second chances. If Kristi wants to serve the conservative movement instead of her own ambition, she can still do it as a cautionary example of what happens when you sell us out to your corporate donors. And less said about Nikki Haley, the better. She's just a few lost primaries and a spoonful of resentment at his woke cons from becoming the Mitt Romney of Liz Cheney's. In 2024, it's going to be Trump again, or DeSantis, or perhaps somebody else who's hard. But it won't be a squish. This is the time of the winnowing. Chaff, away with you. We want the wheat. You're either all in with us through thick and thin, despite media whining and the pearl clutching of the salt cons, or you're done. Over. End of story. I look forward to the coming elections, the way I would look forward to a party. Or maybe a battle. Because we have a chance to be devastating. We should take it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, aeroprecisionusa.com. Now then, one of the more popular gun control policies pushed by the left lately is universal background checks. And understand that when I say popular, I don't just mean among the anti-Second Amendment crowd. There are a few gun owners out there who espouse the support for the idea. Normally, the problem comes because the questions that they ask are vague. Vague enough to suggest potential for people misunderstanding the intent. Do they support background checks? Could mean universal background checks. It could also mean the current background check program. However, a new study from Pew supposedly suggests otherwise. It's obvious that gun owners and non-gun owners often disagree on gun policy, but recent Pew Research surveys show they share some opinions, too. The divisions are where you might expect them. Pew found that most gun owners oppose bans on assault-style weapons or on high-capacity ammunition magazines that hold more than 10 rounds. Most non-gun owners support those bans. But both groups largely support universal background checks. That is, requiring those checks for private gun sales or at gun shows to keep firearms out of the wrong hands. About 72% of gun owners support them versus 87% of non-gun owners. Anna Winkler teaches at UCLA. He wrote the book Gunfight, The Battle Over the Right to Bear Arms in America. He said this common ground is growing but isn't new. We've seen for years that gun owners do support more restrictive laws that will protect public safety, such as universal background checks and things like red flag laws or even banning people from the terrorist watch list from buying guns. But what did Pew actually ask? Could they have asked a similarly vague question? Not really, but it is also not quite what is reported. Pew found support not for truly universal background checks, but for background checks being required at gun shows, which 72% of the people claiming to be gun owners support. But there's two problems with this. One is the idea of broad support for universal background checks in general. While poll after poll claims that this is what people want, the polling never pans out when people get a chance to vote for these measures. It was defeated in Maine, and even where it passed, it didn't see anything close to the 70% support. And this is despite claims that such a percentage of gun owners back these laws. Second, with regard to what this poll found, anti-Second Amendment folks need to cool their jets. See, gun owners generally know that background checks are already performed at gun shows. Most vendors are licensed gun dealers, and as such, they're required to conduct a background check. So, in other words, a number of these gun owners are merely saying that they support the system in place. At most, they want to see the handful of people selling their private collections to have some way to conduct a background check as well. And that's about all it is. Of course, that won't stop the media from crowing about how this once again proves that there's this broad support for universal background checks. But this does even less to prove their case, as the survey didn't ask about private sales between strangers, gifting guns to someone, loaning firearms to another party, or any other kind of thing. When you get to that point of it, then things begin to shake out a different way. See, here's the problem with universal background checks. Universal background checks is a long way of saying gun registry. Nowhere where they have gun registries do they not have confiscation at some point. Now, there's this thought pattern that a lot of people would simply give up their guns if they were told that guns were banned. That they would simply give up their guns. No questions asked, just simply do it. Passively do it. Because they don't want to break the law, they don't want to do this, they don't want to do that. However, that would prove to be problematic. And it's not going to take, you know, I get out here and I tout 130, 140, 150 million gun owners. It's not going to take all gun owners to stand up and go against confiscation for that to become a full-blown civil war type scenario. Now, like any of the Civil War type scenarios that are out there right now, most of it, you know, like the ones, most of the ones that I hear about or I read about or I discuss probably involve a lot of stuff happening in the blue states. And we wouldn't hardly see anything in some of these red states. That's where the problem comes in. And, well, it's a problem for the blue states, I guess. But this idea that this huge percentage of people... See, all of this began with this survey that was done back in the 80s. Or was it the 90s? I can never remember. Anyway, they surveyed 251 people. And they surveyed 3 years of purchases. And in this survey, they found that 40% of the guns that they surveyed for these 251 people had not been purchased with a background check. The only problem with that survey was, one, the people who did the survey disavowed it. That's item number one. Item number two, two of the years that they surveyed for those three, we didn't have background checks those years. We didn't have background checks at all. So, of course, there was no background check because we didn't have background checks. So all of these surveys, all these studies, all of these polls, all these things, they all are heavily dependent upon how things are put together and how they are asked and the method by which they are putting, you know, putting the data together. And if they're not... if they're not doing it in a completely nonpartisan way, it's invalid. It's too much agenda driven. So when they get out there and they start talking about you giving a gun to your friend or to your loved one or whatever it is, then there's not nearly as much support. And wherever they passed it, they have nowhere near 70%. It's always funny to me how these things actually work out when it comes to the brass tacks. But hey, that's the left for you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden and Vice President Harris are cheering the passage of a $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill in the Senate.
After years and years of infrastructure week, we're on the cusp of an infrastructure decade that I truly believe will transform America.
19 Republicans voting yes on the nearly $1.2 trillion spending bill. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz, not one of them.
The Democrats want to give billions of dollars to unelected bureaucrats in the Biden administration to spend however they please. As Admiral Akbar said in Star Wars, it's a trap!
In financial news, the Dow gaining 162 points to close at 35,264. You're listening to USA Radio News. New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo is resigning following a bombshell sexual harassment report. Cuomo saying it's best for the state and will only help New York move forward. Former assistant to Cuomo, Susan Del Pierzo, saying it was Cuomo's only choice.
He really has no remorse. He had no other choice but to move forward with resignation. As Ron and Tom have said, he had no allies anywhere.
Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul will take over for the governor in 14 days. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards is beginning a three-day fast today during lunchtime with his wife. The Democrat governor taking to Twitter, urging other Louisianans to join him in fasting and prayer to honor the state's health care workers. The governor also writing that he's urging everyone to protect their neighbors and themselves by getting vaccinated and wearing masks. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. He was the author of the infamous SAFE Act. You would think that also being responsible for the decision, it resulted in the deaths of 14,000 elderly nursing home patients. Attempting to cover it up, getting a $5 million book deal to write about it, you would think those kind of things would be enough to chase a sitting governor out of his chair. But not in New York. Instead, it was credible sexual harassment allegations that were corroborated by an independent outside investigation that brought down one of the media's favorite political figures and longtime anti-gunner Governor Andrew Cuomo resigned today. The cheerleader for laws that have made armed self-defense in the Empire State more difficult, more expensive, and sometimes downright unobtainable will soon be no more. As the Associated Press is reporting, Governor Andrew Cuomo said Tuesday he would resign over a barrage of sexual harassment allegations. His resignation speech, is a very self-serving. It's just a bunch of junk. I mean, I swear to God. So he's still calling this a barrage of self sexual harassment allegations in a fall from grace a year after he's widely hailed nationally for his detailed daily briefings and leadership during the darkest days of COVID-19. A lot of people saw this to be the anti-Trump response that he was doing daily. The three-term Democratic governor's decision, which will take effect in 2 weeks, was announced as momentum built in the legislature to remove him by impeachment. It came after New York's attorney general released the results of an investigation that found Cuomo sexually harassed at least 11 women. Now, that had to come to a surprise to most. The rules that apply to the rest of us regarding boorish, even criminal behavior doesn't ever seem to apply to a prominent public figure, particularly those whose political stances align with those of the mainstream media. Investigators said he subjected women to unwanted kisses, groped their breasts or buttocks, or otherwise touched them inappropriately, made insinuating remarks about their looks and their sex lives, and created a work environment rife with fear and intimidation. He said, the best way I can help now is if I step aside and let government get back to government. I figured he would try to brazen it out, assuming that, like so many before him, it would all blow over. But he must have been hearing about, you know, behind the scenes, that the legislature was serious about impeaching him. In fact, it is possible that the soon-to-be former governor will find himself in court one day soon. Cuomo still faces the possibility of criminal charges with a number of prosecutors around the state moving to investigate him. The string of accusations that spelled the governor's downfall began to unfold in news reports last December and went on for months. Cuomo called some of the allegations fabricated, forcefully denying he touched anyone inappropriately. But he acknowledged making some aides uncomfortable with comments he said he intended as playful, and he apologized for some of his behavior. He portrayed some of the encounters as misunderstandings attributable to generational or cultural difference, a reference in part to his upbringing in an affectionate Italian-American family. Still no word yet from the Television Academy about the status of the governor's Emmy, awarded in recognition of his leadership during the COVID-19 pandemic and his masterful use of television to inform and calm people around the world. They're probably all over the situation, though, I would think. In any case, we can take this moment and bid a not-so-fond farewell to one of America's most noxious, self-aggrandizing foes of the right to keep and bear arms, as he slinks off into the sunset. You'll have to excuse me if my schadenfreude is showing. And I don't have any illusions about the threats to gun rights in New York improving once he's gone. Despite all of that, seeing him leave this way is like chicken soup for the soul, isn't it? During the SAFE Act, they did it overnight. He declared an emergency. Right? He's declared a gun violence emergency here lately again. I mean, that's still ongoing in New York, his latest gun violence emergency. Here in my state, in South Carolina, there's certain businesses that are going to make you mask up again. And for a lot of people, most people don't have the psychological toughness to have gone the route that we went for those 18 months to be released back into normalcy and then go back to the restrictions of masking again. And that's an observation I feel good enough about making it, simply because in the military they were always about finding that psychological breaking point where they would make you think it was over and then start it all over again. And inevitably, some would fall out of whatever it was we were doing, whether it was a run or an exercise or whatever it was. They would make us think it was done, and then they would turn us around and hit us back out. And people would, their minds would just let go. And these were guys that were being conditioned by the drill instructors to just take this and, you know, just roll with it. Not so. Not so with civilians. And this going back to masking part of it, which is something, New York is full of this. I mean, there's so many businesses that have gone by the wayside. All because of the way they did things. But this governor, Governor Cuomo was never what I would term a friend of freedom. He would sit there and say he was a tough New Yorker. And this is the way they did things. There is no regional definition of freedom. You either are or you are not. And if you are not, there is no rationalization that makes it okay to not be free. There's some stuff you may accept, and that's okay, but that's not truly free. And one less despot is in charge of things now. Glad to see you go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Ever heard of Dove Fisher? I'm a big fan of Dove Fisher. He's a smart, funny, and very insightful individual. I shouldn't be surprised, then, that Fisher has written what I think is the best article putting the events of January 6th in their proper perspective. The premise is a simple one. I remain adamant that January 6th was not an insurrection. To say otherwise is a despicable lie. This is an important point. By calling events on January 6th an insurrection, the Biden administration is getting away with grossly abusing the rule of law and the Constitution to punish the people who were present at the Capitol, on January the 6th. And worse, this is happening even as the federal government has consistently given a pass to leftists, whether it's the BLM or Antifa, who for more than a year have destroyed public property. They've looted and terrorized whole communities, set fire to buildings, attempted to kill or maim city, state, and federal law enforcement officers, injured ordinary people, and committed murder. And shame on every one of you Republicans in Congress who's been silent about this two-tiered justice system and the creation of political prisoners in America. Where are you at on that one? But it's not just that label insurrection is allowing the Biden administration to justify fearsome punishments for those who were there on January 6th. While I cry shame on the Republicans on Congress, the fact is that they were cowed by the word insurrection. Now, ordinarily, they lack courage to begin with. But these Congress critters have turned into lily-livered, quaking milquetoasts, afraid to stand for their principles on the floor of Congress. It's even worse on the streets. Lacking the protections accorded to the Congress people, ordinary Americans are grumbling about the increasingly authoritarian dictates coming down from the Biden administration. But they're still strangely passive. They've seen what happens to insurrectionists in Biden's America. Well, actually, they haven't, because there was no insurrection to be there. Filing for bankruptcy and going on welfare is bad, but being systematically abused in a prison for the crime of parading or trespassing, followed by criminal sentences that destroys one livelihood and family, seems infinitely worse. This is why I think Mr. Fisher's moral and factual clarity is so important. Now, I could quote every line he wrote, and I'm tempted to do so, but I'll give you a fair use taste and urge you to read the whole thing from him, verbatim. Insurrection was not on the mind of anyone serious at the Capitol on January the 6th. It was a very large demonstration aimed at protesting the way an election was conducted. No matter what anyone thinks of the November 2020 election, there was something wrong with states changing their election laws months, even weeks before balloting. In addition, social media monopoly suppressed the news of the Hunter Biden laptop, and that would have been a game changer. In the face of all that stuff, many thousands came to Washington, D.C. to protest. They did not come to seize the reins of power. There were no U.S. military generals or captains or colonels or lieutenants leading or strategizing a coup. There was no shooting of rifles or taking of hostages. Rather, a lot of people came dressed like it was a carnival, such as the men dressed in bear or Wolverine outfits. Anyone who has ever read or learned anything about military coups or Bolshevik-style revolutions knows that January 6th was a demonstration that got out of hand, as did scores of racist, anti-Semitic, death to the police, Black Lives Matter demonstrations all summer. Now, what we're seeing here, according to Mr. Fisher, is Nancy Pelosi's gross abuse of power. Once again, we go back to him. Pelosi is fixated on a political strategy of doing an annual passion play about rescuing democracy from fascism. Which, by the way, that's those of us who do not vote Democrat. One year it was a Trump impeachment. The next year, another Trump impeachment. This year, no Trump. So on January 6th, insurrection investigation. Now, he is correct when he says her chosen narrative does grave danger to the country. It allows for the abuse of the rule of law, and it casts a pall of fear over just regular people, leaving them emotionally incapable of exercising their God-given rights. The same rights that the Bill of Rights obligates Congress to preserve, not to destroy. Now, this is important because if you look at what's been going on, right? Look at what happened to the McCluskeys. Look at what happened to Kyle Rittenhouse. They have been doing at their very level, and countless others in other places where gun carry is allowed, but they're run by a bunch of bluecoats. And when the bluecoats get out there, and you do defend yourself with a weapon, especially if it's against the chosen ones, the Antifa or the Black Lives Matter, in most cases, they're going to come down on you like a ton of bricks. Like the Air Force guy, who I think he was an Uber driver or a pizza delivery man or whatever, in Austin, Texas. Now, when the guy outside of his car pulled his weapon up and was pointing at his car with an AK, this guy produced his handgun and killed that guy and then pulled down the street and waited on the cops to show up. And I don't think anything happened to him, but I don't know. Active duty Air Force member, I don't know what happened to him from that point on. But they have been trying to put this pall over armed self-defense because they know that if we were to take to the streets and go at Antifa, armed to the teeth and actually executing tactics and fire maneuver against them, one, we would wipe them out. We would wipe them out. They would have to send the street sweepers down the street spraying water to get rid of everything that we left. Because that's what would happen. These guys are not combatants. They're bullies. They're terrorists. They're going up against people who also are not combatants, but they're doing it, and they're driven by a lot of anger and hate, and for whatever reason, they've decided to go after people who just, you know, most of the time when they roll up on somebody that's not with them, that's their biggest crime. They're not with them that particular moment. So now, what better way to get out there than to seed a crowd of people, some of them dressed like Vikings and some of them that stole a letter off of Pelosi's desk and everything else. This is the threat to democracy. When actually the threat to democracy was a piece of legislation about taking the elections away from the states that they tried to pass that died in the Senate. That was the biggest threat to democracy. The biggest threat to the republic. But we are not a democracy. We are not a democracy. The reason, I guess the reason they say that is because they actually believe that the mob does rule. And that's what democracy is, the mob ruling. We're a representative republic. Things are put in place the way they are so that everybody can have a fair voice in government. That's it. It doesn't matter, you know, everything that was put in place has to do more with, you know, making sure the little states don't get pushed around by the big states and that kind of stuff. And anybody that wants to, you know, if you don't like America, leave. Get on the first thing smoking. You still have the freedom of movement. Go find your utopia. By all means, get out. I'm so tired of them wanting to transform America. How about just letting us be and go somewhere where you've already got what you want? Your nirvana waits. It waits for you today. But because she pays so much attention to it, we're about to be joined again in the third hour by Paloma Capanna, attorney at law. She's going to talk about the latest goings on with this because she's paying very, very close attention to it. And good, I'm glad she is. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
Exus Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Exus's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Exus has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase.
Get on target faster in any light with Exus Sights.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.